Today is Thursday, January 17th, 2008, 369 days until George W. goes back to Crawford, Texas. This is an editorial comment from the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at United Airlines. This is retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts, a proud member of the vocal minority reporting from Chicago. Airline merger speculation continues to heat up in the business media as this ominous year moves on. Industry analysts, the hired guns whose job it is to predict likely matchups, deal solely with the economic nuts and bolts of various pairings, such as who would be the surviving carrier, who would head it, where would it be headquartered, would it be approved by the federal government, what's the profit outlook, and how would this impact the traveling public. Yet, as a group, these wizards tend to overlook, if not dismiss outright, what becomes of the workers at these companies. Their bloodless calculations don't come as a surprise. After all, it's about the money. Who gets what and how much? Employees are an afterthought. Workers will grumble at first, but they'll fall into line eventually, goes the corporate assumption. The same can be said about passengers. Grumble, but accept. How much worse can air travel get anyway than it was last year? We'll see. The Chicago Tribune this week cited, quote, burgeoning labor unrest, end quote, at United. Pilots are furious, flight attendants are sullen, and CSRs are fast approaching burnout. If you pile an arbitrary merger agreement on top of this atmosphere, you can expect major fireworks. That's something the airline analysts rarely mention, either because they don't know or they don't care. They're in for a surprise. MEC President Greg Davidovich said in a press release this week that, quote, if there is to be any merger, it must work for flight attendants and other employees to be successful, end quote. The full text of his message is posted on unitedafa.org. His words are not an idle threat. The union workers at this airline can jeopardize or kill any deal which is made without our interests protected and our contracts adhered to. That's our bottom line. It's not clear that Chairman Tilton understands this. If he doesn't, he'll find out. The labor movement in the United States is gathering a new determination to share in the success of the profits they produce. The ongoing strike by the Writers Guild of America is a perfect example. These astonishingly creative people are asking for pennies on the dollar for the enormous profits their work generates in the new technology which is still emerging. Currently, they get nothing, and all the money flows to the studios by the billions. That will change, and the Writers Guild will change it. An example of the management greed they're facing comes from a guy named Sumner Redstone, the CEO of Viacom, which owns CBS and half the cable channels we watch. Redstone is quoted as having told his board of directors that the internet technology will produce so much profit that, quote, you guys will be able to dip your balls in gold, end quote. This is the same bastard who maintains that they can't afford to cut the workers in on their treasure. Such is the mindset of management. If Glenn Tilton tries to peddle this crap at United, he'll be in for the fight of his corporate life. He'd be well advised to listen to labor before he attempts to make any deal. Join us again on January 31st. Thanks for checking in.